recently, and you spoke about marriage. Part of your discussion is about early child marriage. Can you explain just more on this?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, on the issue of saying there is something called early marriage, I begin to wonder, what is the meaning of early marriage? From what perspective are you talking? If you say early marriage, at what age? If a girl has reached the age of puberty, at the age of 15, can I give her hand in marriage? What constitutes early marriage? Why don't they talk about early fornication? What about early adultery? So in Islam, if a girl reaches the age of marriage, marriageable age, you take her hand and give up to marriage. If the man is competent, if he is eligible, if he deserves it, if he is good, if the conditions are there, I father her, I give birth to her, I fed her, not a single couple from you coming to me. So I am intervening now to my own private affair. My Allah asked me to marry her off. My Prophet married Aisha at the age of what? 9. It was consummated. So what are we saying? That if the girl is believed to be not ready for kicking in the pains of pregnancy, you know, if it is not there, then you have to look at it realistically. But we are saying, we're talking about early marriage. What is that early marriage? There are little girls giving birth to babies. Often, why don't we talk about it? Why are we not producing condoms? Why don't you talk about pornographic materials, pornography? Why live to pray in society? Why don't talk about it? Why early marriage? We begin to smell rat. Something ominous is creeping in. They want to just wood you up, to frighten you. That the earlier you marry, the more the people become propagated. I mean, just watch faith. And they are telling all of us that the more you produce, the scarcer the food becomes. Now, you understand? The narrower the geography becomes. Okay? So we are of the belief that the so-called animal concept depends on the man, on the presence of the people, you know, spreading it. In Islam, if a girl reaches the age, like I said, take her hand and go in marriage. If the man has all the conditions needed. That is my take on that. Yes.
Most of our ladies, most of our girls who marry early tend up to become, to have some of the health challenges who makes them to be rejected in society. But considering the point of view, what should be the accurate mandatory institution?
Well, the issue of those proposing the proponent of early marriage, they tell you that there is going to maybe VVF and the like. But I want to ask, is it only within the circle of the marriage? Why the marriage circle is the one being attacked always, always? There must be something behind, my brother. They will explain. They will tell us. I agree. If a girl is believed to be not mature, cannot conceive, let a competent medical practitioner advise. We take it. But why are they generalizing? Why? People have different stages of growth, biologically. If a girl in places with temperate latitude, okay, they tell us the girl tend to grow faster or lower. Unlike in places with hot seasons, like Saudi Arabia. So why do you give it just, you know, kind of a generalizing view without looking at the specific areas? So the time to go to your question, after those saying that there's going to be a problem and we reject it, who is going to reject her? If Allah sends sicknesses, responsible parents will not reject their daughter. Responsible. Good society will not reject her. They should rehabilitate her, accommodate her, be sympathetic to her. So maybe to them they reject, but to us we accommodate. That's the difference. Okay? If there is an argument. If you reject, that is your own civilization. Ours, we accommodate, we rehabilitate, we take care of you. We give you medical attention. But maybe till then, they want to take their civilization to their own civilization. We begin to different civilizational spectrum. We have our Quran, and someone, you want me to read the Quran? Leave my book for somebody's eyes? It's not possible, man. But if there are isolated cases, then treat it. Don't generalize. That is our argument. To your second part of the question, when? Well, if my daughter, I told you earlier, this is the age of 15, 14, and she is biologically okay to get a husband or marry her off.
Some people are proposing for the situation of the other person because they are different views of the family, marriage, and
take it easy, take it easy.
Yes, what I'm saying is that some scholars are proposing the constitution of the other person, so that we have a cause that will direct marriage, family.
Already, it has been codified.
Okay.
Already. فَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. They don't know. They don't read the book. That's why I'm talking about codification. What are you telling me? My Quran is there. The Sunnah is there. Not uncodified. Oh, are you telling me that in the Constitution?
What do I say? You told this all the ulama have different opinions concerning the right of women in Islam and the view that like some judges have take from different books.
My brother, differences of opinions cannot be kept away from. It is a reality. Between Hassan and Hussein, there are differences. Look at your finger. Differences. So they're just taking a camouflaging tactic, Matthew. Okay? We claim to be, you know, predominantly Maliki. This part of West Africa. We are Maliki. Now, children, any of Malikia, what's the difference? They are at the age of 18 or lower than that. If a judge gets something that appeals to his sentiment, he says there are differences. There's a codification. They're just trying to run from reality. In Islam, if your daughter reaches the age of puberty, with all features coming up, somebody comes, a good tutor, is he good, God-fearing, religious? They want a girl in Okaibon, for example, the way she lives, she'll be here in Zaria, in Kano. Why? We operate a federal system, unity in diversity. We are diverse. Why are we running from reality? You know, Sadona one day, Sadona and Ajiku, they said to him, let's be together. Let's go. No, we cannot be one. And I'm not planning to be unable. And I'm only a Christian. But let us be different, but let's learn to respect one another. They mentioned their culture. They want you to just live your own culture. We say no to that. We mentioned our teaching, lakum dinukum waliyadin. Allow me to present my religion now. Why do you force me now? What is independence? What is freedom? I don't take it. Let them go to the school. Let them get scholars nilly-willy. They will come to know the truth. And the king shall set them free.
Thank you very much.
Barakallah.
Thank you.